Hi everyone, this is Georgia Bryce, host of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. Welcome to another segment in this podcast. I hope you had a phenomenal week and that you're ready to take on the challenges of the week that's ahead as we're stepping into a new week. During my last segment, I took the opportunity to make myself a little vulnerable and I spoke to you directly from my heart. I find that sometimes it's so easy to present an image of perfection, which works well in challenging people to move them towards an ideal. The only drawback to this is an image can be created that appears unattainable and it disregards the reality of the observer's present experience. So even though I'm a very strong advocate for truth and right living, always, there's no question about that, because I really believe making it into our destiny is hinged entirely upon choosing to live our lives in the right manner. But I never ever want any of you to believe that transitioning from your current level of maturity is impossible or it's unachievable in light of what I teach. I myself was once weak and immature in my natural responses to the mandates that are established and detailed in the manual for our lives, which is the Word of God. So I never ever want to cause anybody to feel that you can't move from where you're at. Sometimes we listen to people talk and they share where they're at, and it just seems, oh my God, can I even get there? That is never ever the idea that I want to come to your mind. Okay? It was a journey for me getting to where I am, and I made it. I will tell you exactly how I made it. I made it only by the grace of God. And if that is your desire, you can make it too. I know that I have a very long way to go in my journey, and I want to get to my expected end, and I want you to get to your expected end. And I want us to journey together, and that is the whole purpose of this podcast series. So it doesn't matter where you are right now in your walk, as long as you keep moving, as long as you keep relying on the Holy Spirit to guide you, as long as you remain submitted and committed to obeying the principles and patterns that are detailed in our manual for living, I want to let you know that your growth is guaranteed. If you failed somewhere, or even you're failing right now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to get up, grab a hold of yourself, turn your life over completely to your master manufacturer, and allow him to recalibrate your life, take the kinks out so that you can start moving again. That's what he did with me. That is what he keeps doing with me. Your destiny is at stake, and you simply cannot afford to give up at this point in time. Now, the famous English cosmologist, physicist, and atheist Stephen Hawking once stated, and I quote, "Why are we here? Where do we come from?" Traditionally, these are questions for philosophy, but philosophy is dead, unquote. Now, I find it interesting that, contrary to what Mr. Hawking surmised, that philosophy is dead, cultures, ideals, ideas, and the very structures of our governments, even in our postmodern societies, are still being driven by the philosophies of dead men such as Socrates and Plato, and philosophies of ancient societies such as Greece and Rome. Who am I? Where am I from? Why am I here? What can I do? Where am I going? What is my destiny? Who are you? Where are you from? Why are you here? What can you do? Where are you going? Questions, questions, and more questions. Today on this segment, we are going to talk about your play in the grand scheme. Now, I suppose you're probably thinking, what's the deal with all these questions, Georgia? Why do I need to consider them? And Does it matter whether I have an answer or not? Whether I have the answers to these questions or not? Well, I'm glad you asked. Are you ready for the answers? Here goes. Number one, if you don't ask questions, you will never know the answers. Number two, if you don't ask questions, someone else will. Number three, if you don't ask the questions that are relevant to your life, someone else will. And number four, the answers they come up with will form the philosophies that will ultimately shape and determine the very course of your life. I want you to consider this. It is the questions that others have asked and the answers that they arrived at that currently drives what you are fed in the news, what you are entertained by and within the media, including music and movies, what sociology is being used to shape your history, and what in culture that is being used to shape your concept of what is right or wrong, as well as shape your morals and value system and that of your generations to come. It is the answers of others that dictate what you have been or are being taught in school, and it is those answers that are influencing your belief system regarding what you can and cannot do, what you will or will never become, what you can have or never have, how smart or how dumb you are, and how far you're going to make it in life. This fellow by the name of John Foles said this, and I quote, "The most important questions in life can never be answered by anyone except oneself." Unquote. Now, I understand Mr. Foles' rationale behind this statement. I believe that answers are the incentives for you to ask questions, the important ones. But I would like to expand on his thought even further with these three statements from your manual. And for those of you who don't know what your manual is, it is the Word of God, the Bible. The first statement is cited in the very first book that records how and why it all began for us as human beings. And that is in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. This is what it says. "Then God said, 'Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground.'" The second statement is found in the book of Praise and Worship, and that is the book of Psalms 100, verse 3. "Know this, the Eternal One Himself is the true God. He is the one who made us. We have not made ourselves. We are His people, like sheep grazing in His fields." The third and final statement is found in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 6. This is a statement that was made by the master designer and manufacturer, who's God Himself, to Jeremiah the prophet. And this is what it says. "O people of Israel, can I not do the same to you as this potter has done? You are like clay in my hands. I will mold you as I see fit." Now, the implications of these three statements are quite blatant. And let me begin by stating the first. Number one, we are not the designers of our lives. Neither did we create, nor invent, nor manufacture ourselves. We were first originated in the mind of our master designer, who then made us. And not only did he make us, but he made us to be like him, giving us his image, which is we were created as spirit beings, and then the capacity to be like him, including our abilities to reason, to be creative, to love, and to be holy. Number two, we were created with a purpose. The reason why we were born and why we are here, right now. And that purpose was given to each of us by the master designer himself. As such, he is the only person who can answer, or he's the only being who can answer what I would consider one of, if not the most important questions that we'll ever ask. Only God can give you the answers to the most meaningful questions regarding your life. Absolutely no one else can. If you do not begin to ask these important questions concerning your life, whatever unique expression your manufacturer deposited in you for you to then deposit in the lives of those who will have an opportunity, you will have an opportunity to impact or influence, will go to the grave with you when you die. Consider this. Every dream, every gift, every talent, every ability, the legacy you were meant to leave, and the mark you were meant to make will never, ever be fully expressed. If you do not begin asking these questions, someone will come along early enough in your life to short-circuit your destiny through his or her words or actions, or something will emerge in your life that will work to cap your potential. If you do not begin asking these questions early in the game, your decisions will not adequately, if at all, take you into the projected pathway that was pre-designed for you to travel to bring you into your destiny. The question of who am I speaks of your uniqueness, your essence. It gives credence to the absolute truth that no other person or species on earth bears the same genetic sequence as you do. That you are one in billions, contrary to what others might think. That you are special, and that you were created with a specific purpose in mind, and that a portion of God's glory resides in you that you were placed in the earth to express in your generation. The question of where am I from speaks of origin. This has all the implications concerning where you will go in this life. If you think you evolved from a monkey, that evolution and not God, the master designer and manufacturer, is your source of life and purpose, you will not see the need to ask him to reveal your true purpose. If you do not know your purpose, you will spend the rest of your life trying to live someone else's. Talk about a recipe for frustration. If you do not understand that you came out of the very spirit of God, that you were made in his image and his likeness, and so your life and your lifestyle should mirror his instructions that will cause you to function at optimal capacity, you will take on the cultures, practices, and so-called values and morals of an ungodly world system that will ultimately result in the devaluing of your personhood, loss of your self-worth and self-esteem, and enslavement to a substandard way of thinking and living. Living below who you were meant to be. And worst of all, complete separation from your source of life, who is God himself. The question of why am I here speaks to your purpose. Purpose refers to the original intent of a created thing. Everything has a reason for being. Everything serves a purpose. Where that purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. Where the purpose of children is not known or understood, for example, abortion takes place. Where the purpose of sex is unknown, it is exploited, as well as the players involved. Where the purpose of marriage is unknown, it is treated with casual disregard, and divorce becomes inevitable, leaving victims included wounded spouses and broken children in its aftermath. When you don't know your purpose, others will abuse you, and you will abuse yourself. Think about how many times you've done that. How you keep going around in a never-ending cycle because you have absolutely no clue why you're here. You keep picking the wrong girl or the wrong guy, the wrong job, the wrong course, the wrong group of friends. You keep making the wrong decisions. If this is the case in your life, you have not yet discovered your purpose. And until you do, you are going to keep doing what you are doing right now. This is a very important question that you need to ask. What can I do speaks of your potential. All those gifts and talents and skills and abilities and capacities that you were uniquely given to fulfill your purpose and make it into your destiny. Potential addresses that part of you that you've not yet even begun to tap into. That deep part of you that only the Spirit of God is able to reveal to you. What have you accomplished in life so far? There is still so much more of you yet to be tapped into. Go for it. Finally, where am I going? Speaks to your destiny. You successfully making it to the expected end designed by the master designer himself. What will that look like for you? You have to ask him. You have to ask him that question, and when you do, he will give you a vision, a picture of your purpose. It will be the legacy you will leave behind, the mark you will make in your generation. What will be said of you when you leave this earthly realm? What you will be remembered for? It will be the fulfillment of the very reason why you were born. Now, I would like to take Mr. Fowles' quote and add my own twist to it. Quote, "The most important questions concerning life can never be answered by anyone, not even by you. The most important questions in life can only be answered by the source of life, the master designer and manufacturer himself, the Lord God Almighty." Unquote. Let me close this segment with a statement from our manual. And this is what it says. We look at this Son, Jesus Christ, and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this very moment. And this statement is found in the book of Colossians 1, verse 15 through 16. Let's pray. Father, you are the source of life. Before we were formed in our mother's wombs, you knew us and gave us purpose. Help us to seriously begin thinking about that purpose and begin to see you with all of our hearts for the answers to the most important questions concerning our lives. Thank you that we do not have to turn to psychedelic drugs or horoscopes or sorcerers or palm readers or dead philosophers or even to ourselves to find the meaning to our lives. All the answers we're looking for are to be found in you. We open ourselves to your Holy Spirit. Thank you for hearing our prayers, and thank you for answering. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. It is always my hope that you are being blessed tremendously by the series of messages that I present through this podcast every week. I really enjoy spending these moments with you, and I hope that the feeling is mutual. I want you to visit my podcast page for the messages, as they're all archived and they're available for your listening pleasure. You could come as often as you like, listen as often as you like. And that address is batplc.podbean.com. Your feedback is definitely welcomed. You may send me comments or questions at my email address as well, and that address is info@buildingaccordingtopattern.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. And also, please do visit my YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube, you type in Building According to Pattern LLC, it will take you to my channel. There are some messages that are posted. They're available. They're not available through my podcast, but they're available on my YouTube channel. Please listen in, please subscribe, and definitely leave me some feedback. I will be back this Wednesday for another segment. in the Building According to Pattern podcast series, please do join me then and invite a friend. If what we're talking about is helping you and it's having an impact in your life, please do share. Share about this podcast. Until then, as always, be blessed, stay blessed, and take care. Bye.